One more game to go for the Princeton Tigers in the 2017-18 regular season. That's going to be Friday night at King City. Varsity doubleheader. Lady Tigers at 6, or probably a little bit after 6, 6:15 or so. And then 7:15, 7:45-ish for the boys game. King City Wildcats at the Princeton Tigers. Those will be Friday night on KTTN-FM 92.3. Next week, the Tigers are at Gallatin for districts. Princeton has rematch with Polo. That will be in the district opener on Tuesday. That's a rematch of a game won by Princeton over Polo at Princeton 64-46 back on the 19th of January. Coach Damon Collins joins us now. And, Coach, for all the good things that your team has done here over the last month and a half, unfortunately, we're talking about a tough loss, well, 1-point loss at Bramer last Friday.
Yeah, you know, that was a game that kind of went back and forth. We kind of had the lead at the end and then, you know, gave it away to Bramer there at the end and were unable to hit a shot at the buzzer to win the game.
Bramer, even with that record that's, I think, a little a bit below 500, they still have one of those teams that they're like gym rats, and especially you get a team like that in their gym, and they hit some shots, it makes them dangerous, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and they did have one kid get hot, hit six threes against us, another one added a couple more, so I think, you know, they hit at least eight threes against us, and I think, you know, that was the difference in the game.
The response coming off the loss, because the losses have been rare here in the new year, Coach. Are you happy with the boys, came back, worked hard in practice, got ready for King City this week?
Yeah, you know, not having a game Tuesdays gave us a little bit more time in practice, but, you know, we're ready to get back out on the court and get back on the right side of the win-loss column.
Yeah, I'm looking at just your points here in this winning streak, anywhere from, say, you know, mid-60s, couple of, you know, 70s, you had 82 points against Putnam County, so you're scoring the ball really well, and Bramer held you to 56. Is that just the result of having just a little bit colder night offensively last Friday, Coach?
You know, it was credit to Bramer's defense that we had definitely been scoring the ball better in the second half of the season than we were in the first half. You know, just getting more confidence, getting a little bit more fluent in the offense has helped out a lot. And, you know, I think we're definitely scoring the ball where we can compete now coming around to districts.
With King City tomorrow, I've seen him a couple of times, but not since Holiday Hoops. I saw him once at Hoops, and I saw him over at the Albany tournament back very early in November. But I know that they have a couple of players. McCallum's one of them. Breckenridge is another that can put the ball in the hoop. I expect it to be a good competitive matchup on Friday.
We played them in the Albany tournament, but, you know, there's a big difference from the first month of the season to now, so this game will be, you know, a lot different. Like you said, you know, Breckenridge kid can score the ball, and I know, you know, they're coming, you know, everybody's trying to get a win going into districts, and, you know, I'm sure they'd like to avenge their loss from the beginning of the season. You know, it is senior night for us, so it is, you know, kind of a lot going on, so we got to make sure that we stay focused and are able to take care of business during the ball game.
I asked you about Blaine off the air, and it just sounds like what we've talked about him for two weeks. He hurt his foot a couple of weeks ago. There's probably a break at some point in there, and he's kind of, you told me he's walking around on it, but there's just not a whole lot of different information that you have from 2 weeks ago, right?
No, not really. You know, it's just still kind of up in the air, obviously. You know, being a senior, he's hoping that he can get back out there and, you know, help contribute.
When it comes to your basketball team, Coach, because getting Berwanger back was certainly, you know, that you had a senior and a guy who can, you know, put the ball in the hoop. That makes you better. But aside from just the obvious answer, getting Calvin back when you did in January, Where's your team taking the most strides here from the opening game of the season to now? Well, where do you feel like they've grown up a little bit?
You know, I think we've just gotten a lot more fluid on offense. We're not standing around as much and are able to score in the half court a little, you know, a little better. And, you know, sometimes a little bit of confidence has helped with that. You know, seeing some shots fall always helps out.
It seems to me, too, that the way that Calvin does play, that he's a slasher and he moves well with or without the basketball. That helps the flow of the offense just overall, doesn't it?
Definitely, you know, getting him back, you know, and him moving, you know, it's kind of got some other people moving a little bit better, you know, kind of making some better cuts. And, You know, like always adding, you know, adding a senior, one of our top players has, you know, definitely been a key to our, you know, winning streak here in the second half of the season.
Are the boys going into next week, Coach? And I know you got that game against King City. You don't want to look too far forward, but that district tournament is looming next week. Are they going in pretty confident with what they can do?
Yeah, but we definitely know, you know, Polo is a team that we're capable of beating, but also is a team that's capable of beating us. You know, we're going to come out and have a good game to get out of the first round.
How did you do against James Sleener the first time you saw him, Coach?
You know, trying to control him. We did a lot better job of containing him than we did last year. He got in foul trouble a little bit. You know, that always helps out when, you know, whenever he's got to go to the bench and then, you know, maybe come back in and maybe playing a little bit more timid, you know, trying not to pick up any more fouls and have to go back out, but he's definitely a tough guy to control.
I've heard a lot about him. I haven't seen him, quite honestly, since they were down in the state tournament about 3 years ago, but I know that the record's outstanding. They're a number one seed for a reason. If you get by Polo, undoubtedly, Coach, a week from tonight, you're going to see Mid-Buchanan. What makes Mid-Buchanan good? What are the challenges if you see them in a week?
You know, they just all around, you know, a good team. They got guys that can score outside, guys that can score inside, and, you know, they defend really well as well.
That is the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Damon Collins. King City at Princeton, Friday. Princeton takes on Polo. These are down at Gallatin High School, Tuesday night, February 20th at 5:45. The semifinal is the 22nd. That's next Thursday night at 6, and the championship is the 24th, which is Saturday, down at Gallatin High School at 1 p.m. Mid-Buchanan's the one seed, so they'll take on East Atchison, which is Tarkio Fairfax, in the first round. The two seed is Plattsburgh. They have Gallatin in the first round, and the three seed is Stanbury. They'll take on Maysville in the first round on Tuesday night. Appreciate the information, Damon. We'll hope to catch up with you at Gallatin next week. Good luck against King City Friday night.
Thank you, and we enjoy the coverage.